This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Happy Christmas morning to y'all out there.
Yay!
What was that?
Well, you don't expect me to be happy here on Christmas morning, do you, down here?
Sure.
Shouldn't I be at home smelling turkey and drinking coffee?
Did you get all your presents?
What?
Did you get all your presents? Santa come to your house?
No.
Are you Santa? Children, if you're listening, I apologize. No. Are you Santa?
No.
At your house you are? No. You're all no.
I'm not really sure I want to get on this conversation.
Did you bring me a present is my question. All good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio on December 25th, 2021. Here we are. This is the last Saturday in 2021 that we'll be doing Auto Talk Radio because this is the last Saturday in 2021.
Yes.
So some good stuff, though. We do have a great show going. We are talking today about counterfeit auto parts.
And, okay, so... I'm waiting for your question.
Well,
my first question is because I know there's... You know, there's OEM parts, there's aftermarket parts. What is a counterfeit part? You get what I'm saying?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay, and that's and I'm assuming that's probably what people
you,
are...
You didn't read all the stuff I sent you,
yes,
did you?
I did, but...
Kevin doesn't have to source parts. We only give him quality parts to put in something when we're repairing things at the West Automotive Group. So, no, well, you don't. You don't have to do this part.
No, but my point is I wouldn't know even... If I was dealing with a good supply house, how am I going to know if they...
Well, they don't sell counterfeit auto parts.
I'm hoping they don't.
No. Well, no, because... well, we'll get into... I mean...
Okay.
They won't sell... It's going to come back.
Okay.
It's not
going to
work out.
Well, I understand that, but I just...
So, manufacturing or selling counterfeit products violates established federal laws, namely it's called the Lanham Act, okay? Which carries extensive civil and criminal penalties. Nevertheless, counterfeit automotive parts continue to be manufactured by unauthorized third parties. So one of the things about these parts and why it's such a big deal, and we'll get into this, but is mainly because the quality's not there. They don't manufacture them to specifications like they need to be. It becomes a safety issue and failure issue and all kinds of things. And we'll get into that. But, I mean, that's really the problem with this. Not to mention that. And they're counterfeit, and so they cut cost of manufacture.
Well, let's face it. There's differences, and we've ran into this in the 80s and 90s when people used to, because there was a company out there that would import Japanese engines here, and people would put them into their Honda Civic, you know, because, you know, that was...
But those weren't counterfeit.
No, they weren't, but they're still different. So the water pump off on an American Japanese engine may not fit on... Or whatever their deal was.
But you still were even if you put one of those in, number one, you knew you were buying a used motor.
Yes.
You had to buy it used. It didn't come remanned or none. So you knew what you were getting. And the quality was still there because they came out of cars in Japan and they were driving around.
They were probably better quality in here, but for some reason it was different. I don't know why.
They just manufactured them different.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So, but that's a different thing than this because... They're marketed and sold as though they're genuine. That's another problem. Versus
yes.
Those weren't. Those kinda were just like sold as used engines.
Kind of like a handbags. You know, there's a lot of knockoffs. And
that's illegal, too.
Yes.
The only thing with a handbag that's a knockoff, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Well,
the stitching might come out of it. What's the worst thing that happened? You put brake pads on a car that
so,
are
okay, is that what makes a counterfeit part, though? They actually put somebody else's name on the part? Is that what they're doing?
Well, they market them as original equipment, yeah.
Okay, well, the only reason I was asking quality. Is, like, I can produce any handbag I want, but if I'm making one that looks just like the one that you're making, then there's an infringement right there. You know what I'm saying?
So this is a big market that we're talking about, because what they do is, like, they'll produce, say they produce brake pads, and they put them in, they produce a box that looks like a Motorcraft box for Ford. Let's say they're...
Okay.
So, and they sell these brake pads, but the brake pad material is not of the quality, often like compressed sawdust.
It'll last like 10 seconds compared
to... Well, they catch on fire.
Yeah, exactly. So
they don't care if the product works.
No, I know that.
Because they're just selling stuff.
And I'm assuming that's probably an online probably thing.
Oh, it is very much online, yes.
Okay.
So, but really what it is sold as though they're genuine parts, counterfeit parts are not made to the specifications of the original manufacturer. And they're not subject to quality control, test, application of industry safety standards. They do not abide by existing laws and regulations and often fail to perform as designed. That's the problem. So really what they're making is junk and calling it original equipment to sell it online.
Okay.
So two things happen here. Number one, you're taking from the actual manufacturer that sells this. They're not getting to sell their product because you're buying it so from this. But number two, it's not the same quality, so you're getting duped as a customer.
Yeah, and this is not like you walk in, you know, like a big box auto parts store.
No.
And get one through them. Okay, this
no,
is why.
No, no, but no. Yeah, no. You're
customers
not,
you don't know this.
You
that's
go
why.
To Napa or Riley's, whatever. Craigin. Craigin's don't exist anymore, but I don't think. I don't know. Anyway, you go to these auto parts. They don't buy this stuff.
Okay. There you go.
No, but this is. But it's becoming bigger now because online it's a big thing.
Well, that's the problem. Is a lot, and I shouldn't say a problem. It's just the way that things are going. Because honestly, if I look back, you remember going with Dad to JCPenney's and he ordered everything. But I mean, it's like being online. He walked into the customer counter thing. He ordered his stuff through JCPenney's. I mean, to me, it's kind of the same.
Online's the same as going to an order counter?
Well, I mean, it was how things functioned in the 70s, though. I mean, it was just, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there was no internet, that's for sure, without question.
But the problem with the internet today is you can get yourself the way they advertise, like, some other country that doesn't go by the rules of the, you know, infringements and all that kind of trade, they set up their own line stores, and they can be anywhere in the world, and nobody knows where they're at, and they can be selling stuff.
Exactly.
That's the bad thing about online.
Exactly. Unlike when you walked into a store and bought something, you knew what you were getting.
Yes.
So, because they knew what they had and what they stocked. So, but the main part to this is really, I mean, because they don't abide by existing laws and regulations, often fail to perform as designed, these parts. In the most tragic cases, counterfeit parts can result in catastrophic failures with fatal consequences, especially when you're talking like counterfeit brake parts, things like that. And there's a lot of this on the internet now, and which is where this really stemmed from, and it became a really big issue, right?
Yes.
And it's becoming a bigger issue because these people manufacture these things for pennies on the dollar, make them look real, and then they sell them to unsuspecting people and they put them on their vehicles. And I don't think anybody really here hops on the internet and sets out to buy, like, I'm gonna buy a counterfeit part. It's not that. But what the problem is they don't know. But what people buy is by price.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then there's a lot of people in spots in their life where they save in a couple hundred dollars, get some through the months, so I get why they're doing what they're doing, though.
It doesn't work when brake pads you got to go metal to metal in 12 miles.
And I get that, but that's why we're giving this education to them so that they can
use it. Important to know. And so the increasing prevalence of counterfeit parts sold online is of the utmost concern to the public health and safety. There is no question about it. So, and there's a lot to this as far as when it goes. So A2C2 is an organization that has identified three factors contributing to the proliferation of counterfeit auto parts online. And basically it comes down to online marketplaces have taken a hands-off approach to the third-party products sold. So often nobody vets these products. So you can find them on some online places that are reputable probably online, but they're not vetting the stuff. And I don't talk like Knapp Online or anything.
No, no, no. You're like Amazon.
Amazon? Because they don't vet all their products. They can't. Well, I don't know if they could.
They're just like a consumer store. I mean, I don't even know how to. I don't even know how to word that. But they don't really produce the product. They don't really. So they don't really. They don't know. And if they get enough bad results, they stop the company. But the company could sell in there for a couple months before they got a bunch of bad reviews, right?
Well, yeah. Obviously, they pull products. Obviously, yes. But they stop selling on their website or allow.
But I mean, you could be one of them.
Put it this way: storefronts on their.
You
website.
Could be one of those people caught up in the first before they figured out. I mean, because they don't know. You know what I mean? They're trying to go on word of mouth, just like you are, and you know.
Well, a lot of these people, they produce something, and they do a hit and run is what they do. They try to sell all the product out, make a bunch of money, and disappear.
Let's face it: most of these things are run by gangs, and I mean, gangs are smarter than they used to be. It's not like they. Now they set up online stores and do stuff like this.
Well, this stuff is done by people it's not a gang.
Well, I don't mean
not like drug sales.
No, don't do that anymore though. They can sit at home and they're smart. They're not, you know what I mean?
Well, my point is that these organizations, most of them, a lot of this stuff comes out of China.
Yeah.
It does because they don't have any rules about, you know, doing this and putting it out there.
Well, so. China's a perfect black market.
Well, it is a lot of stuff. Well, okay. But I'm just saying, so they can produce it cheap,
yeah,
even cheaper because they don't need to make it to standards and they get it out there and it's that, you know, so there or other countries that can be done from also. But that's where a lot of this is produced. So these platforms, though, like we're talking, have created a system with little to no verification of sellers. Their products or their supply chains. In addition, counterfeiters strive by taking advantage of lack of consumer safety laws and regulations pertaining to e-commerce because there's not a lot of rules that have to do with selling things online as far as that goes, you know.
Well, who would govern that anyways? I mean, that's like...
Well, if you're selling stuff in the United States, I mean, there are laws against it.
Well, I know that, but...
So you got to get caught.
You'd have to govern it in all countries, too. So, I mean,
really. You just have to govern what's being sold here. You don't have to govern what they're doing other places. I mean, it's hard to crack down on people what they're doing.
Well, that's my point. Good luck with that one.
Well, the burden of policing third-party sellers has been disproportionately placed on brand owners and consumers. Consumers are largely unaware of the scope of counterfeit parts offered online and generally trust online marketplace and the products they make available. So that's where the problem comes in. You know, people don't really... Nor I guess most consumers, and the reason why is they feel like they, if it's online, it's being sold, it should be the same quality that you can walk into a store and buy, right? And for a lot of things are, obviously, but then there's a lot of this going on.
Well, your first instinct as a human anyways, you want to trust.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, let's face the rest of it is bred into you. Well, I mean, I shouldn't have trust that. But you know what I mean? So online sales, it makes it very easy to be trusting.
Would say most people want to trust people, yeah, and they think like if it's being sold, and especially like for lack of, you know, like a big place, like you go to Amazon, they feel like, you know, it should be a quality product. How many things have you bought off Amazon though that were like, eh? You
know? Oh yeah, I've sent stuff back.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, but those are a lot of harmless things. Like let's say you want to buy. Stainless steel toilet brush, you know, to look pretty in your bathroom. And you get it and you're like, eh.
I got to tell you, mostly when I buy something online, it's because it's not something I can run down to the If I can run down to my hardware store and just buy it, I'll do it that way. Because normally, honestly, pricing is not that big of a difference normally. You know what I mean? $5, $10. But
actually, if you look around, a lot of times off through Amazon, like Amazon Prime, it's a couple dollars more than you
it
can
could
buy
be.
Someplace
but,
else.
But
it is getting delivered to your front
that's,
door.
That's the whole thing, too. I was going to say it's all here and there, so...
So A2C2 has proposed several solutions, with the unifying message that online marketplaces must be held accountable by policing the products offered on the platforms and the sellers offering these products. So they are working on ways to try to prevent you from ending up with counterfeit auto parts. And counterfeit auto parts is just a big market. I mean, it really is. That's why there's an organization. I mean, versus counterfeit other stuff, you know. So, like Kevin mentioned, I mean, there are counterfeit that, like handbags. They call them knockoffs, right? You get caught doing that, you get in trouble too, selling those. But they're the people manufacturing them never get in trouble because where are they manufactured? They're manufactured in China. And somebody buys them here and brings them over here, and then somebody here sells them. And then those people get in trouble because you can't sell stuff like that. But once again, a handbag's not going to kill you or your family. A bad brake pad might if they shears off, the brake pedal goes to the floor and you run into the back of somebody with your family in the car or somebody's family. You know, that's dangerous. Handbags aren't usually dangerous, I don't think. So
no, but it seems like they get more attention.
If you want one, I don't need one. I'm good. But the part of the problem is with this. A lot of times, with counterfeit auto parts, people think they're getting the real thing.
Absolutely.
They don't think so. That's the way it's marketed, that it is the real thing. And that's where more of a safety issue comes in.
Like I'm saying, most of the time I will go down to the store and buy something. But when I buy something online, it's because I'm looking for something that I can't find in a store normally. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
So,
but in
one, and I have bought a couple products like that, even though I read everything into it and even though I know about it. Like I can't, let's say I couldn't find a certain AC compressor for a vintage car or something. You know what I mean? And this vintage car company, you buy that thing, and then you're like, this is just like...
junk.
Yeah. But I had no... I mean, I was... At that point, I was like, where else was I going to get it from? You know what I mean? But I still sent it back because I'm like, okay, I'll figure something out, used or something. I just thought maybe this guy was on the up and up.
Once again, but you'll get this stuff, and it looks...
It looks new, pretty. And
real. Looks real. Looks, you know, if you were to... Especially, and so, like I said, one of the big things that I talk about is a lot of this counterfeiting is done with brake components because people go through brake components a lot. So they manufacture these, they can sell a lot of it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, unlike.
I was thinking water pump. I mean, think about if a water pump was just off a millimeter, I mean, like the shaft where it rides, because a lot of them are chain driven by the timing thing. I mean, it may not make no noise or anything, but that could throw a lot of, because if the hydraulic tensioners don't want to pull the chain tight enough because it was moved over to give too much slack, that could cause, you know, like I've been noticing, you know, for the last year, I get a little rattle if it's, you know what I'm saying? It can cause other problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. So, but, and it could damage your engine or whatever.
Well, that's I was just saying the little things. I mean, there's way more things it could do.
Exactly.
The unseen things, it's just not a good idea anyways.
There's a lot to talk about here about counterfeit auto parts. Folks, we're going to have to take our first break here real quick. We appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio on this wonderful Christmas morning. We will be right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there in North County for over 28 years now. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and SMOG certified. Taking care of folks out there in East County for over 8 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and STAR certified for SMOG, taking care of folks over there for over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. You can also, the West Automotive Group offers 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Get talk to one of the advisors, managers at one of my facilities, and they'll get you set up with a West Automotive Group card. West Automotive Group card can be used anytime you need service or repair, and you can put it on the 6 month no interest plan. It's not a one-time thing. It can be used over and over again. We're here to help you out with your needs and keep car repairs off your other credit cards. Besides that, your other credit cards don't give you 6 months without interest to pay it off. The West Automotive Group card does. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis also. If you think you're having a transmission problem, get it in. Let our experts diagnose it. Proper diagnosis saves you money in the long run, that's for sure, instead of throwing components at vehicles. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We always send different little things out about cars and car repair and just great tips and stuff. So that's westautomotivegroup.com, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also click on the Automan segments and go check out where I'm the Automan on Wednesday morning on Fox 5, mid-morning news, and then also on the CW on Friday morning and Friday evening news. From there, we all post them there on our YouTube channel, so West Automotive Group, and click on the Automan, or Auto Talk Radio, where we post all our shows after we've done them. In other words, our podcast, you could call it. They're there, or you can also pick up our podcast from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in every place that podcasts are available. Just hop on there and put in The Answer San Diego. When it pops up, you can grab our podcast. You'll see Auto Talk Radio. It's good stuff. You can also email us at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you want to see what West Automotive Group's all about, like I said, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. You can see all about us, make appointments, get your vehicle scheduled in for service or repairs. We're here to help you out. You can also grab our number off there if you need to. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Okay, so we're talking about counterfeit auto parts, right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, cool. So
no.
Yeah. So this is just great information if you're buying stuff online for your vehicle. We don't purchase from any of these, obviously, because we know that this is a problem. And its safety would be a concern. And when we put long warranties on our repairs, and we want our clients to be safe, so we wouldn't be using any of these parts. But this is the reason we're talking about it. It's becoming a bigger problem for people that go online and buy their own stuff, you know, and do some of their car repairs, or some smaller places that might buy stuff this way and think they're getting a great deal until all these cars start having issues. So the A2C2, which is the Automotive Anti-Counterfeiting Council, was formed in 2015 because this started being a problem back then. So it's like 6 years old, 7 years almost. It's comprised of 10 North American vehicle manufacturers. So the manufacturers are part of this, FCA USA, Ford, General Motors, Honda, Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, Subaru, Toyota, Volkswagen Group of America, and their subsidiary brands, representing nearly 30 trusted brands and over 90% of the nation's passenger vehicle market. And the reason they're part of this, like I said, is mainly because of safety, and it's also a disservice to the consumer, period. It really is. So a lot of it has to do with intellectual property. You shouldn't be making this. But when we talk about safety, here's some of the things that are on there. A list of seized components. Airbags, that's a safety issue. Boy, you don't want a half-done airbag, do you?
Even a good airbag can be bad if the situation is not right.
Correct.
And, I mean, that's why they don't want little kids there, because their face is too far away and it can not hit them right and stuff like that. So.
It's just not good.
Yeah.
But, and this is where airbags, brake pads, wheels, seat belts, oil and air filters. I've seen those before in cars that are junk. That they're not of quality, you know. You can tell.
Did you ever do the oil? I remember I was in junior high automotive or high school automotive. I remember we cut an oil. We bought all these different oil filters, cut them up. Some of them, dude, looked like they just had installation shoved in there, and like
those junk. Yeah. Exactly. So seat belts, oil and filters, like I said, control arms, windshields, bearings, steering linkages, ignition coils, microchips, spark plugs, solenoids, mm-hmm. clutch housings, crankshafts, diagnostic equipment, suspension parts, oil pumps, and more. So there's a lot of things they're manufacturing, you know. And once again, these aren't manufactured to standard. So it's not like they manufactured a quality part and they're counterfeit selling it. And it's only about taking somebody else's brand. They most of this stuff, they under manufacture where they save money so they can sell it cheap. So they sell a lot of it and therefore move it fast.
Well, that's what they're doing is stealing that. If they're using, especially if they're using somebody's logo that's close, then they're stealing all that people's time and data that they put in building this. You know what I mean? That's even more expensive than actually building the product.
So, yeah. So, the counterfeit auto parts historically, previously were limited to like cosmetic items, like hood ornaments, things like that. So there was a lot of safety involved.
Which is not a big deal. I mean,
well, it is.
It's like the handbag thing. It's not a good idea because you're stealing other people's. But
it's against the law.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of safety involved in that.
Yeah.
Right? So brake pads, airbags, wheels, suspension parts are becoming extremely more common, increasingly more common. So put simply, almost every type of auto part can be and has been counterfeited. So, I guess the real problem gets in here, like we're talking about this, because it becomes a safety item with some of these things, like brake pads, airbags. People can be hurt or maimed or killed over something like this being put on their car. So imagine this. You're a little auto repair place and you're buying stuff like this offline and you put it on a car. And imagine the liability. Somebody gets hurt. Not good, right?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'm sitting here thinking right now. I'm thinking, you know where I see this is going to be a real problem is with windshields. And the reason I say that
That's
is...
on here, too. That's on the list, too.
Well, okay, think about the windshield. Windshield, honestly, it helps the structure of the car. So the way that it's sealed into the car, it's a good idea to have a windshield guy put the windshield in, because the way that they go in, it actually helps structure the car and keep it intact when in a crash or a rollover or whatever. It's just, and now with all the sensors in them, I'm hearing that it could cost $1,500, whatever, to have a windshield replaced, because if it has the rain sensors in it and all that stuff, right?
Correct.
It used to be $100 to have it, but I see people, I mean, that's desperation. You need a new windshield. $700,000 for a windshield is crazy, right?
Some of these windshields are up around $2,500 to $3,000.
Okay, but you get my point here. I'm like, if I thought I could save a few bucks, they're not looking at all the other factors that I'm probably. I see a real advantage right there for. Be careful with the windshield thing. If it's too cheap, it probably isn't true.
But it's the same thing for a lot of other things, like fenders and things like that. You know, every part on a car is crash rated when it's external. So body parts, windshields, you roll a car over and you don't have a quality windshield in the car, the structure of the roof changes.
Yes.
So just something to keep in mind. There's a lot that goes into this. So I think... and you already know that there's OEM glass and then there's aftermarket glass. And
yes.
It's not the quality that the OEM glass is, but it's rated and it's legal and they're not selling it as OEM.
It
That's
depends
okay.
though. Some companies like PPG or whatever, the big, they make it for the manufacturer. So if you buy them
that's not what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying there, but I'm saying there are aftermarket that you can buy. That's why some of these windshields are cheaper places. But that doesn't mean those are counterfeit. They're just, and they're not trying to say that they're the OEM. So
yeah.
It's the difference there. So there's a lot of ins and outs to this, which become very important. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break before we come back and finish up here talking about counterfeit auto parts. We appreciate you joining us this morning here on Auto Talk Radio on this wonderful Christmas morning. I don't know where you're at, but it's not snowing here in San Diego, luckily. Thank goodness, huh? But anyway, we do appreciate you being part of Auto Talk Radio this morning. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego and Capriz. We'll be right back after these messages.
The There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, still Mr. Kevin Bowersock. You over there, Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, you're wearing your Pure Forge hat today.
Yes.
See, those are not counterfeit brakes. Those are amazing brakes.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go to my next set of brake pads. I'm going to go to these.
Well, of course. That's what for every time I...
Dude, I have like 130,000 miles on my full-size truck and it still has half the brake pads left on it.
You have one of those year vehicles that the brake pads last for forever, period.
Well, so. And you know what? It's me and the wife, normally when we drive that truck, we're not racing light to light with it. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's a... So, we're normally towing, taking our time, and, you know.
Well, and they over-engineered the brakes on those because the years before it, the brakes were junk, and they wore out, like, every 10,000 miles.
And the only time that I feel anything with the brakes on that truck, like, if I'm coming down Palmar, this like, the switchback, and I'm fully loaded, like, pulling the toy box, and I got all the weight and everything in it, by the time I hit the bottom, I get a little bit of... But my brakes are getting hot at that point, and I try not to ride them too much. But you know, when you got a 12,000 pounds behind you pushing you and yeah. stuff like that, you know, you gotta tap them every once in a while. So
I had Pure Forges on my F-250. His brakes were amazing.
How did you like it when it was towing?
Great,
good.
They stop better. They never warp.
Okay.
They never wear. As far as that goes, the rotors don't whatsoever. You do have to I used to have to put front brake pads on that like every 15,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
The brake pads would go 70,000 miles now. So
perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then you just replace the brake pads. The rotors last for forever. They don't wear. So you can mic the rotors. They don't get that microphone thing in it. So we're talking about Pure Forge now because they're. Just amazing brakes. Kevin has a Pure Forage hat on that.
I love this hat too.
I know.
Well, it's the real camouflage hat too.
Yeah, it's hunting camouflage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether the mossy oak or whatever, the real tree or whatever they call it.
Yep. Yep.
So.
But those are some definite. And those Pure Forage brake rotors are made right here in Poway.
Pure Forge brakes for life. It is true.
Yep.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, 70,000 miles is a good rump on a car for brakes.
the rotors are guaranteed for 200,000 miles. That's the guarantee on the rotors that they won't wear for 200,000 miles.
Huh.
So the whole process that they do to those rotors is amazing. So it's just good stuff. And they last very long time.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know what? The next time I do, because I haven't even, honestly, the two cars I have, like that my full size, me and the wife are down to two cars right now because obviously all our kids are over 18 now and stuff like that. So it's, we don't really need as many cars as we used to.
No, I get you. I mean, you don't. You definitely don't.
I mean, there's a long list of why I don't need all these cars, but. I won't spare you that part. We'll just, but it's kind of nice. So I think I will go to Pure, especially on the S10, because we tend to drive that one more around the city and stuff like that. And that's worse on brakes than anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, stop and go is obviously the hardest for sure. There's no question about it. So, just very important stuff.
Anyway. Yeah.
The brakes and the quality of their brakes are just amazing. So if you, like I said, I had them on my F-250, and when my Ranger comes time to put brakes on, I'll put them on it. Trust me.
Right.
So it's well worth it. Spend the money because they last so long. So one of those things. Anyway, back to counterfeit. We're talking about counterfeit brake parts. But before I get here, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other batteries at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason, because they are the number one technician recommended battery, without question. If you were to check underneath the hoods of our cars, et cetera, you would find an Interstate battery. So if you need a battery for any vehicle needs, hit us up at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. Get in, get an appointment, get you an Interstate installed. need a battery for any other reason, and I mean they have batteries for every single reason, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. Like I said, they are the highest quality batteries out there. No lie to that, huh?
You know, and I can't think of an aftermarket battery company that... And there are aftermarket companies in this automotive thing that are just really strong and really good companies. And Interstate is like the only battery one. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a couple good gasket companies out there and stuff like that. But Interstate is like the only battery aftermarket that's really good.
Yeah, they're amazing. They well, and it's because they build to higher quality than OEM standards when
yes.
it comes to the battery. So they keep you starting and keep you going. That's for sure.
That's what reminds me of some of these gasket companies that are out there. They do the same thing. They make better. There is a few out there that do better, and I look for them more than I do even OEM parts. Yeah, so
oh, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff like that. Like, so, and we're talking about counterfeit today, not aftermarket stuff, but like we know, like, so like struts and shocks, a lot of stuff aftermarket is way better than OEM, right?
Oh, hands down.
Tires. Than the OEM tires that come on vehicles. Sometimes they come with good tires, sometimes they don't.
Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, when you buy a Corvette, you get really good tires on it. But if you buy a Malibu, you're probably going to get, you know.
Well, it just depends on what they put on it or whatever. So just there's some items like that for sure you can better the car when
yes.
it's time to replace them for sure. So just one of those things. All right, back to counterfeit auto parts. So given the volume of vehicles on the road, in auto parts sales, which are increasing online a lot, the safety issues impacts almost every American. You might say, well, I don't buy any of that stuff put on my car, but what about the guy driving down the street next to you that runs into you because something goes wrong? Or you get in your friend's car and he had somebody do a backyard body repair and they put airbags in the car that came from offshore that are not OEM quality, that are counterfeit, and you get in an accident in that car, and then what?
Then what? That's the question. Then what?
Then not good. That's what? Not good at all. So
exactly.
You know, the safety becomes an issue with that. So in all these different things, like we ran down a list of the parts, obviously, but
hey.
Boy, I'll tell you. So in 2019, there were over 280 million registered motor vehicles in the United States. Online sales of auto parts were estimated at over $12 billion in 2019. $12 billion of... auto parts. So every day, nearly every person in this country drives in a passenger car or truck or comes in close contact with a motor vehicle that is being driven. As a result, counterfeit automotive parts are a present and clear danger to almost everyone in the U.S., which is true.
Well, honestly, even if you don't drive, you're probably going to call an Uber. I mean, or taxi, or you know what I'm trying to say. You got to get somewhere sooner or later.
Cars are a big part of our life. So, you know, and some of the things we talked about. So here are some of the real big things that grills and headlights and taillights, there's been a lot of those counterfeit for years, but that are not OEM quality. Then people try to pass them off. But the real concerns really come from like windshield glass, like we said, airbags, body and structural parts, suspension items, wheels, and brakes. And then there's plenty of engine and drivetrain stuff. But the safety items are like wheels, brakes, body and structure, airbags, glass. You know, it could put you in a real issue if you got in an accident, right?
Yeah.
So how structurally sound a car is a big concern if something goes wrong, for sure. So just be weary when you're buying stuff online if it's priced too good to
be true.
Yeah.
It probably is.
You think? It's just one of those things, for sure.
I know, the thing is sometimes in desperation, though, we don't put two and two together. So I'm just saying the reason you don't notice it was so cheap. Or, you know, honestly, what if the person had never actually bought auto parts and decided to do it for the first time? Are they going to really know that that's too cheap of a part? You get what I'm saying? Because they never bought just straight auto part. Would they even know that that was cheap? You get what
I'm... You may not. So here's an example. So in 2017, a woman who had lost control of her used vehicle purchased just days prior crashed into a tree and was killed because the counterfeit airbag in her vehicle failed to deploy. According to the accident investigator, instead of the necessary mechanism that allow proper airbag deployment, a rag covered with silicone putty was discovered inside the counterfeit airbag assembly. So there wasn't even an airbag in it.
And that would not surprise me. I mean, I've seen manufacturers do weird things anyways. I've seen them where you have a noise, and then somewhere in the A-pillar, you had to cut it out, and there was washers in there and said, ha-ha, you found me. Well, obviously, whoever was making the car at the time put that in there, right?
That wasn't counterfeit, though.
No, that wasn't counterfeit.
You almost won't, because of quality control, you won't find
that. That wasn't going to hurt anybody, neither. That's a whole different thing, but that's, I'm just saying.
True. True. So, but here's some of the things like that happened that they catch, like imported counterfeit wheel center caps from China, and domestically over 375 shipments were imported into it in a 2-year period. Now, wheel caps aren't going to hurt anybody.
Well, they could.
Except for it does hurt. It could fly off and go through your windshield.
Hey, I almost had a hubcap. You remember them old ones on the old Cadillacs? I remember when I was like 16, 15, I was walking and I heard this whoo. One of those things came off the Cadillac and was flying.
But
I had to duck.
Yeah, I get you. But here's what they did. So the people who was doing this installed caps on non-OEM original equipment manufacturer wheels. So not non-factory wheels. And then they took these caps that they made to look like OEM and sold them as genuine wheels. So they sell them for a lot of money, but the quality's not there.
And that's the thing is... The customer gets, because they didn't get what they really paid for. The people, the product and development people that developed all this time and effort to make this other part, you know, that's where all the money, that's where all the money gets spent even. Because actually manufacturing the part is cheap once you get there, but developing a part that's going to last for a long time is costly.
Yeah, so check this out. They raided a location and seized over 1,200 airbag components and 400 emblems. So these people are taking emblems and they're making the thing is they're making them look like OEM.
Yeah, and they stamp the OEM label on them.
Estimated street value of $1.25 million when they're sold. So if you're just putting a rag inside there, you have no value in that whatsoever. So just one of those things that you have to be very very careful with for sure.
Okay, the question is how many cars...
That was in Sacramento. In Buffalo, they're...
How many cars did these get installed at, and where did these parts go? So is there somebody in Oklahoma right now driving around in a car that's got a sock stuck in his airbag?
Of course there is.
You get where I'm going with this?
Well, yeah, so what I'm saying, like, airbags are a really big thing, that are a safety issue, that they're selling these people counterfeit a lot. And why? Because they sell for a lot of money too, right?
Yeah.
So if you just have a thing that looks like an airbag versus the components for an airbag, and you sell the thing for $1,000 and it costs you $12 to make it, they're making a ton of money.
Well, besides that, most of the people try to charge the same amount of money. They act like they sell it. They actually motivate it like it's an OEM part. So in that case, you do your homework on it. You read it. You think it's OEM. You think you're buying the right part, and it's about the same price. So you buy it, right?
Correct. So there's a high global demand for automotive parts, especially crash components like airbags and stuff, which makes for counterfeiters an extremely attractive thing to do. I mean,
yeah.
So and they're not concerned with quality, durability, regulations, or safety. They're not. So they in May of 2019, a raid in China led to a seizure of 163,000 counterfeit airbag parts. Think of that, what their ability is to produce.
Well, think about this anyways. Most of these companies know that they already know they're going to get busted. They just make money so rapidly, so quickly that they just start up another company after they get busted.
Yeah, so these people that they caught had operated for more than 5 years, impacting 8 different major automotive brands and shipping counterfeit parts to 45 different countries.
Yeah, and as soon as that one went down, they just opened, before that lawsuit was even done, they were opening up another one somewhere else.
Exactly. So this raid was between the A2C2 here in the U.S., Japan, China, the U.S. government, and Chinese law enforcement agencies, and the online marketplace where the products were being sold. So they helped out to get them. But the key, you get one of these people, it's kind of like drugs. There's a million more out there doing this stuff.
And it just all you're doing is making room for another one.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
I'm not saying that you got to keep going after them, because there would be even more of them if you didn't go after them. I'm not trying to say it that way. I'm just saying, don't expect that.
Oh, it's not going to stop.
When one falls, you still got to keep your eyes open, because you know, protect yourself is what I'm saying.
Well, I guess the best way to protect yourself in this case is knowing what you're buying and from who. When you're purchasing it. And if, once again, if the price seems too good to be true, or some of these people sell this stuff, though, at OEM prices, you can't tell.
Their marketing is an OEM. So you don't know. You spend the money. You think you bought an OEM product, and that's why you spent a little more money on it, because you thought you were buying something good.
Yeah, correct. Or you might be saving only $5, and you thought, well, it's a great deal.
But it's close enough in $5. I don't even, you know what I mean? I don't even, that's like, eh, that's here nor there. You know what I mean? $5 is.
But it's often, if you saw two airbags being sold online and one was $5 cheaper, and they both, you look, they're OEM quality, you're going to buy the $5 cheaper one. That's just what people do.
Yeah, you're right. I normally get red flags and start reading my reviews. But the thing is, and you got to be cautious with reviews too. You know, you got to read between the lines too, because, you know, you read some of these reviews and you're like, okay, you can tell this guy knows nothing about this product, and that's why he's upset with it, because it's not really the product he's upset with. I can see he's flustered because he doesn't understand the product. You know what I mean?
Some people are just mean-spirited and never even
And then
the
there's those people too. So, you know, I mean, so I'm saying, you got to, when you do reviews, you got to read between the lines. That's when I tell somebody to Google search something. I'm like, okay, you gotta Google past all the dumb
Especially
stuff.
Especially when you're talking about just buying a product.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'll tell you what, and I wanted to talk about this because this is a really big issue, you know, and you just, safety is the main thing, you know. Marketplaces that often sell these do not effectively monitor the goods by the sellers or the sites on them, but marketplaces may offer refunds or replacements, but otherwise claim little responsibility for products that they make available. And once again, I don't, you know, the internet's grown so quickly and the sales of stuff on the internet's grown so quickly that they're always trying to make rules to obviously prevent this and cut down on it, for sure.
But you can't stop stuff like this, because they always found another way. I mean.
Well, yeah, but you got to keep working on it. That's, and then like they're saying that you can't stop drugs coming to the U.S.
Well, they also.
They still keep coming in, but yes, you got to still keep cracking down on people.
I'm not, and that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying you have to keep going, because there would be twice as many of them, or 10 times as many of them if you didn't.
The scene would be flooded with it, I'm sure. Yeah, so. So they're working on ways behind the scenes, you know, takedown efforts by marketplaces or. Not doing a lot of improvement, but definitely working that way. So, you know, if you trust an online place, frequently equate with them a large brick and mortar retailers, believing them to be subject to the same responsibility. So, yeah, a lot of people online believe that those people have the same responsibility online. They're selling the stuff as like if you walked into a Napa or you walked into an OEM store, which they don't. Because they could be halfway around the world doing this or whatever.
You know what? The funny thing is digital world, all the photographicry and all that stuff that they put on, and I shouldn't say digital imagery that they put online.
What did you say?
Imagery. What I should say is digital imagery, because even you know, they have this, even people that photograph have the old photograph or digital, what is better? You know, kind of, so.
Well, all I got to say is just make sure and vet what you're getting, and make sure you're getting the right thing when it comes down to this. And that is, you know, it's hard. It's hard because, like we discussed, not all of this is being sold at a cheap price. A lot of it's sold at close to the retail price or at the retail price, and it's just not the product that you think you're getting. And it's a big problem, as you can tell by going through this. So that's why I wanted to discuss this morning. It's been a great show, you know, good stuff to go over.
We're just trying to, you know, even when one company falls, though, you can't put your guard down. You got to keep, you know what I mean? Your guard's got to stay up with this stuff. That's why we're trying to educate you, so that it's not so hard, you know, to navigate through this stuff.
Well, and if you're buying stuff, you know, online. So yeah, my best bet I would tell you for a lot of this, well, and for most folks, if you get your car fixed by somebody like us, you don't have to worry about any of this because we don't buy any of this stuff this way. But if you do your stuff yourself, or I guess the other place that you can get caught up with this is if you purchase a used car and somebody fixed it in a backyard, like, you know, or backyard body shop, and they're out there. So we've seen cars before that have come in for inspections and the airbags were not replaced with another airbag, but somebody coated over them because they'd had an event and had come out, so they don't want to replace them. It's expensive. Be very careful with some of this stuff where you buy it. So it's not just purchasing online. You could purchase a car that has these parts that have been put on it, and you may not know.
Well, the airbag's a safety issue. I mean,
exactly. I agree.
Airbags are beyond. I don't. It's like airbags do a really good job, but if they're used in the right
way,
yes. Because if you don't, it's kind of like,
well, you need a quality airbag. There's no question.
Yeah, that's my point. It's kind of like, you know, there's.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up for today. Folks, we appreciate you joining us this Christmas morning. Thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk Radio. Stay safe. Have a great Christmas. We'll be back next week. It'll be New Year's Day. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. Till next Saturday, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.